While the pressure is still on secondary school students to achieve a high ATAR score, new evidence is showing that the ranking is losing influence on how people achieve university placements. That's the finding of a study released today by Victoria University's Mitchell Institute. While some perceive the ATAR is a useful, transparent tool, its relevance is now being called into question. The Wise Jared McLaughlin asked Institute Director Megan O'Connell if this is an ongoing problem.
Found in our report is that the ATAR isn't always being used by universities these days to get students into courses. And whilst that's not a problem, we know that education systems themselves, so schools and students and parents and teachers, are relying on the ATAR to look at what success is after 13 years of schooling. The issue that we have with the ATAR is that schools and students now are using it as the ultimate measure. So once a kid's gone through year 12, they complete their exams and they get this number, and that essentially defines the student. And the ATAR is quite a narrow measurement. It doesn't include capabilities we know kids need for the future. Things like, can a student work in teams? Is a student resilient? Can a student communicate with people from different cultural backgrounds? All these things aren't captured in the ATAR. It's only a narrow academic measure. And that's a problem when students go through university and try and get jobs.
The Mitchell Institute has cited evidence in its report that the ATAR essentially distorts the educational component, thereby influencing how teachers teach and students learn in their final 3 or 4 years at school. Is there an overzealous competitive expectation of academic performance or excellence?
Absolutely. What we know is that the ATAR is the way that we've come to measure what success is in education. So instead of measuring things like I talked earlier about teamwork and resilience, we measure those things that we can easily measure. We know this can start to influence student choice of what subjects they undertake. We've heard from students that they may not wish to undertake, for example, complex maths because they might not do as well in it at year 12, even though they want to go on and become engineers. So it's not helping students to make the right decisions that will help them transition into tertiary education. Teachers just want to do what helps students out at the end of the day. And if teachers think that the ATAR is the way that students and the only way that students can get into university, then absolutely maximising ATARs is what they'll try and do.
Why do you think that the usefulness of the ATAR is declining overall?
One of the key reasons why the usefulness of it is declining is it was only ever set up as a bit of a funneling mechanism. It was set up about 10 years ago when we had lots of students wanting to go to university and very few university places. So it was set up as one way of universities being able to easily see off a list who got what score and just take the top people off that list. Now we've had a system over the last few years where we've had what we call demand-driven funding, essentially a university place available for each student that wants it. So universities don't have to use that list anymore. They've really opened their doors and tried to find new ways of attracting students into their premises.
Should state, territorial and or federal governments be addressing this urgently?
Look, what we're asking as part of the report is for a national conversation. Universities can choose how they accept students. They don't have to use the ATAR, but schools also need to be part of the discussion. So we're asking for school sectors and key university leaders to get together and have a talk about, is there a better way we can do this?
What do you propose could be used as an alternative to improve students' learning capabilities and development in transitioning into tertiary education courses instead of relying on ATAR ranking scores?
We already have a really good Australian curriculum, particularly in the sort of foundation to year 10 years. We have capabilities in the curriculum. We have the ability to teach and assess things other than just core knowledge and skills. What we'd like to see in any new mechanism to gain entry to university is that it's fair and equitable, so everybody can compete on a level playing field, that it's transparent, so universities could have a rational way of actually figuring out who they were going to let into their doors, but also that it encompasses those other skills and capabilities we know that kids need into the future.
Megan O'Connell, Director of the Mitchell Institute, speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.